Tom Maxwell is a former member of the Squirrel Nut Zippers, one of the most popular bands behind what has been described as the neo-swing movement. Maxwell wrote and sang the Zippers' biggest hit, Hell. He left the band last year and has just released his first CD as a leader. It's called Samsara. In addition to featuring new songs inspired by such early jazz performers as Louis Armstrong, Fats Waller, and Django Reinhardt, it features a country song by George Jones and a song that features a gospel quartet. Maxwell sings and alternately plays guitar, saxophones, and drums. He also wrote most of the songs on the CD, including this one, Sixes and Sevens to Me. Music from Tom Maxwell's new CD, Samsara. Tom, welcome to Fresh Air.
It's a pleasure.
With the Squirrel Nut Zippers and in part on your new CD, you play what some people would describe as like neo-swing or swing dance music.
Or,
right. I know you feel that way
neo-swing,
about
neo-swing? What does that mean?
Yeah. What are some of the problems that you feel you've run into playing a music that a lot of people see as retro?
Well, for one thing, words like retro or nostalgia clinically remove any teeth or soul from the music that you're playing. I'm not a historian. I want to play music that kicks people in the stomach, basically, or affects them on a visceral level. Even if it's incredibly beautiful. So retro means that it's become a figurine that's placed on a shelf that's only brought down to be dusted off. Horrible.
One of the problems I have with the kind of retro approach to jazz is that it requires dressing up. You know, the band and a lot of the audience is expected to dress a certain way and clothes from the past and use a certain language from the past. So it becomes so much about like a costume party instead of just about music.
Yeah, and almost every interview I did regarding the swing movement had nothing to do with what we were doing artistically, and it was all about the associated iconography. Do you wear zoot suits? Do you smoke cigars? Do you drink martinis? And I'm like, look, y'all, what does this have to do with music? I wear jeans and I listen to Beatles records, you know, or Howlin' Wolf records. I didn't understand. It was incredibly frustrating to me. And I also have to say that without naming names, although a lot of very good music was being made by people like Andrew Bird, most of what was held up as being representative of the swing movement was pitifully two-dimensional. It was like a combination of Kansas City jump blues and Gene Krupa backbeats. And I heard endless variations on Sing, Sing, Sing by Benny Goodman. I mean, as an artist, I want to sort of put my own stamp on things and at the same time honor what's come before. It's my job to sort of internalize it and put my own kind of individual stamp on it. I thought the vast majority of so-called swing music was artistically dead on arrival.
Well, listen, before we hear more music from your new record, let me play the song that you're best known for from your days with the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Oh, Paint It Black.
And this is called Hell. It's a calypso.
It's a calypso, yes.
Tell me why you wanted to write a calypso song, how you were introduced to calypso music.
I was coming back from practice when I was a rock and roll drummer, and I was listening to WXYC, the University of North Carolina college radio station, and Seven Skeletons Found in the Yard by Lord Executor came on because it had just been issued from Rounder Records. I was floored because it sounded like he was reading the news. And from what I could make out of the lyrics, it was really, really scary stuff. But the instrumentation was American jazz. It was, you know, clarinet, saxophone, string bass, very jazz. But the rhythm was, well, it was calypso. How can one describe it? It just had me in its thrall. So I immediately went out and bought that record, and then I was introduced to the Growler and King Radio and Caressor and Tiger and Lion and all these guys. I just love them all. I just love them so much. So I thought, well, heck, calypso is really phenomenal. I need to write a calypso. And I wrote one. It was horrible, just a horrible gloss. And then I wrote another one, and it was Hell.
This is Hell, written by my guest Tom Maxwell from the Squirrel Nut Zippers CD, Hot. That's the Squirrel Nut Zippers recording of Hell, a tune written and sung by my guest Tom Maxwell, who has a new CD of his own, which is called Samsara. What music did you grow up listening to?
Oh, Small Faces, Beatles, lots and lots of Beatles. See, I heard the Rolling Stones doing Howlin' Wolf before I heard Howlin' Wolf. I wanted to get away from Disco Duck and all the stuff that was on the radio at the time, and my brother was coming home with the canonical British band record collection, so Zeppelin and Stones and stuff, Yardbirds. And then I think in 1988, I was coming home from a gig, and I turned on the TV. It was about 2 a.m, and I saw a film clip of Cab Calloway singing Minnie the Moocher very soon after the song was a hit. So he was a young man. It was the early 30s. It was his Cotton Club Orchestra. He was in the White Tails, where he's just dynamite. He's so frightening. It's, you know, so unnerving. And he's singing this song, which is about heroin addiction, for crying out loud. It's incredibly sad and menacing. You know, the verses of Minnie the Moocher start with Minnie the Moocher's a nice girl, and then she hooks up with a bad guy who gets her hooked on drugs, and then the last verse is her dreaming about wealth and power. I was like, wow, this band is rocking. These guys are really rocking. And the gal with whom I was living at the time had like the Smithsonian History of Jazz, and I played, I heard East St. Louis Toodaloo by Ellington's band, I think the Washingtonians, in about 26. And I thought, how come I never heard this before? Why was all the music from that era that was offered up to people my age incredibly candy ass and toothless and, nostalgic? This stuff isn't nostalgic. This stuff rocks.
My guest is Tom Maxwell, formerly of the Squirrel Nut Zippers. His first CD as a leader is called Samsara. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Tom Maxwell, formerly of the Squirrel Nut Zippers. He's just released his first CD as a leader. I want to play another track from your new CD, Samsara. And this is a track, and it's a song that you wrote, and you're singing, and accompanying you is someone on pipe organ. Oh. Now, before we hear it, let's talk a little bit about pipe organ and why you wanted the pipe organ backing you up. Fats Waller made some classic recordings with pipe organ. I assume he inspired your choice.
Well, considering I don't think anybody else bothered after Fats to do any jazz pipe organ, those sides just tore me up. They just ripped me up. I knew Fats as a phenomenal piano player and Hammond organist. And then somehow, well, you know, in Eraserhead, all those years ago, that David Lynch movie, they had Fats Waller pipe organ music in it. And I thought, Fats Waller pipe organ, come on, how cool is that? He came up, his dad was a preacher. He used to accompany his father on the sidewalk. He played in the Lincoln and Lafayette theaters in Harlem, backing movies. And then he was a full-on jazz bow. And so when he went into that desanctified church in Camden in 1926, he did first what Ray Charles did many years later, which is to completely synthesize the sacred and the profane. So he's playing St. Louis blues on a pipe organ, or he's playing Beale Street blues with an incredibly terrifying and menacing foot pedal solo on what one normally thinks of as a kind of dull, sanctimonious instrument, and they're very difficult to play. It's like driving a truck playing those things.
Well, why don't we hear the song? This is You'll Always Get What's Coming. My guest Tom Waxwell co-wrote the song. He sings on it, and it's featured on his new CD, Samsara.
Mr. So-and-so's on my mind. He liked to worry me all the time. He can spend his life ducking, dodging, running. Might not get what he wants, but he'll always take what's coming. Oh yeah, now.
That You'll Always Get What's Coming. My guest Tom Maxwell co-wrote the song. He was also the featured singer on it. It's on his new CD, Samsara. The pipe organ that we heard on there, as you said, you were inspired by Fats Waller's pipe organ playing. Now, I know you tracked down his former guitar player, Al
yes.
Casey.
My friend.
Where did you find him? And
let's see. RCA Bluebird has been steadily reissuing the sides that Fats cut with his band The Rhythm, of which Al was a member. And I just sort of assumed that all those guys were dead. I mean, Fats conked out pretty quick. I read in the liner notes that the guitarist Al Casey was still alive, and Al was the guy on whom I patterned my guitar playing when I came into the Squirrel Nut Zippers. It's like, well, if I'm going to be up front and I'm going to be playing guitar, who do I want to sound like? Well, Al Casey, it was a no-brainer. He's so sweet. His playing is so sweet to me and a little sad and has such a... It's just so great. I just think he's so great. So I'm like, Al Casey's alive. Are you kidding me? I ended up looking him up in the New York directory. Al Casey, you know. And called him on the phone. Hello? Excuse me, are you Al Casey? Yes, I am. Are you the Al Casey that played guitar with Fats Waller? Yes, I am. And can you imagine? I just about jumped out of my clothes. And from there, it was getting his address. He ended up being nice, very nice and solicitous, although I don't think he was used to people calling him up and worshiping him out of the blue. And we went and met him and hung with him, and I've since performed with him, wrote a song about him, performed that song on stage with him, had drinks with him, talked to him about Fats. What a dream come true. I can't tell you.
Did he show you anything nifty on guitar?
No, he says he can't play that chorded style anymore. He started playing single note stuff after the mid-40s when he became amplified. Because in Fats' band, he played you know, a Gibson L5. He played an acoustic instrument, you know. And he's been playing single note stuff, and he constantly complains about his arthritis, although he plays beautifully. No, but we talked about what kind of strings one would use or the sort of approach one would have. He did bring out his scrapbook, which is like basically this unbelievable history of jazz with signed pictures from, of course, Fats and Armstrong and Holiday, because he took a year off to play in Teddy Wilson's band and back Billie Holiday. I mean, that ain't shabby. And all these guys were friends of his, and that was his life. That's what he did. He's constantly self-deprecating.
Did he ask to hear any of your records?
Yeah, I played him some stuff, but I didn't really pursue him about it because it didn't matter to me whether he liked it or not. It certainly wasn't any basis on which I was going to predicate our relationship. You kidding me? I was thrilled to be around him. So I never asked him. Although he seemed very, very pleased when I played in Palin with Al. And when we played it together in New York, I burst into tears.
Tom Maxwell, formerly of the Squirrel Nut Zippers, has a new CD called Samsara. Let's listen to Palin with Al, performed by the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Fresh Air's interviews and reviews are produced by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, and Naomi Person, with Monique Nazareth, Anne Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, and Megan Howell. Research assistance from Helen Wong. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Tariq Rose.
All the birds up in the trees have got a different song to sing, and it's better now they've learned that swing than in Palin with I. Down below at the candy shop, they're still working at the same old chore, but the stuff is sweeter than it was before. You know why, Palin with Al. Who's that man that's got the sentimental swing? Plays that mess just like it doesn't mean a thing. Gather round you all and watch him pluck those strings. When he gets the right hand pumping, all the skiddies got to start buck jumping. Listen now, and don't forget, if you go for that solid jive.